It's been said that some people are leaders and others are followers. Are leaders born or are they made? Are people followers or made followers? Which one would you rather be? The truth is that everyone is born both a leader and a follower. Whether you are the president or a parent, you are a leader and a follower. If you run a billion-dollar corporation or if you manage a small department, you're both a leader and a follower. So the answer to the question, everyone is born both a leader and a follower. The problem is that not everyone is a successful leader. Not everyone is a successful follower. Successful leaders and successful followers are not just born, they are made. So how does a person become a successful leader? The answer might surprise you: by becoming a successful follower. One of the most important lessons in becoming a successful leader is first becoming a successful follower. But in order to become a successful follower, you'll need to have the humility to follow and to serve others. Research shows that humble leaders attract more followers, are more influential, and achieve more success than those leaders who rely, for example, on their pride, their position, or their authority. If you want to become a humble leader, no other person exemplifies humble leadership more than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Look what Paul wrote about him. In your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking on the very nature of a servant. Being made in human likeness and being found in appearance as man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him a name that is above every name. How do we become humble leaders? Well, keep in mind, humble leaders, just like Jesus, have a serving mindset. Humble leaders have a thankful mindset. Humble leaders have a lead by example mindset. And humble leaders have an invest in others mindset. Successful leaders both lead and follow. They give orders and they're always willing to serve. Everyone is born a leader, but successful leaders, great leaders, are humble leaders. And humble leaders are not just born, they are made.